In this seventh episode of Yuramin, we're going to meet a very special person called Pedro Paz. He grew up in Lisbon and became a professional dancer, but then left all his past life and belongings to return to the wild. Now he's back in the city, where he bridges the worlds by bringing people together to dance and reconnect to their very own nature. In the summer of 2020, we met him at Arábida Contact Dance Gathering in central Portugal, and we feel very blessed for this opportunity to share his story with you. Enjoy!
I feel really grateful for all the projects that are being developed all around the world, in the countryside, inviting people to return to natural life. This is extremely important, it's urgent that these new villages, new communities, arise again. It's our more ancient legacy, in fact. So we are preserving a very ancient legacy. And I would say not only ancient, it's timeless legacy. It's a timeless thing. It's not something about the past. So we don't want to return to the past or to the old times. We want to recover something that is beyond time and space. And this is a way of living that can be more truthful, we believe in. I wish that we don't forget all the major reality that the world is striving with. And this reality, we cannot avoid, happens in the major big cities. We cannot extinguish them. So what I wish that happens slowly is somehow that we inspired on this connection with nature again and with the wilderness of the landscape and as well our inner wilderness. That we have to allow and to welcome again. How do we bring and adapt this to the common lives that most of humanity is still in? If more and more people realize we are all one, we are creating a big energetic network. Dance for me was the major tool to embody people, as people are overwhelmed with mental and intellectual problems and conflicts. I learned everything about dance in the city. And finally, this past, I believe, 2 years, I've been making peace with the city, honoring the fact that all I have to give to all these new projects, these community projects, or returning to the land, returning to this natural way of living, actually it came by being a city guy. Because being a city guy, I found a gap inside me that made me realize we have to change something. For change that, I discover I cannot deny my origins and just pretend to be as natural as a tree. Although in my heart I can feel that. But in fact, I grew up with all the conditions that like a city boy, a city man grows. Yes. I mean, we that grew up in the city and now discover that maybe we really have to return. Maybe no, it's a fact. We have to return somehow to the land. Returning to the land or to the woods, or to the wilderness, is not abandoning the cities, because they are really the clusters of human beings. So the first thing, although I am more and more inspired through all these more alternative approaches of returning to nature, I know there's a lot to do in the city. And I feel available to that. So in that sense, I feel I'm a guardian, just because I'm aware of it. Being aware of it, I cannot pretend.
Venho lá da floresta, o meu canto de amor. Sou um índio mensageiro, mensageiro do amor.
For many years after I danced in the several companies and I had my classical background and all these trainings I've been having. When I was 33, exactly 33, I start traveling. And this travel was a big shift in my life.
It happened that throughout this journey I didn't dance. I let go dance. And I was experimenting myself as someone else. As actually myself without being the choreographer, the dance teacher, or the someone that is known for its work, that it's invited frequently to go here and there. So very safe in that, very comfortable in that place. So suddenly I was who I am, naked, inside naked.
We all born with a heart, but not always this heart is open. So with all this journey, my heart started to open. But by opening my heart, I realized that also I became very vulnerable. So very afraid to go back and confront myself to my old patterns, my old ways of living.
Later, I realized I had to go back to dance. And mainly for a basic reason, I need money, and I knew that by teaching I could afford that, I could get my income. So there I was, I went back to wherever I was, in the cities, or if I was in the countryside, I was connecting with the closest city. I was proposing workshops and a lot of things, and I started working with people that never danced before. So I had to adapt my work. I was used to work with dancers, with people that were familiarized with dance. And somehow I had to know, Pedro, now you have to work with people that don't dance. And this was really important for my process, because I had to adapt my work to every kind of people. And this was the major discovery into my life. Because to see people opening their arms and their chest for the first time, for example, or lifting up their arms and stretching their bodies, or finding a fluid movement in their body, or understanding that they are water, mainly water, and there's so much tensions that they are not aware of that, how beneficial this is for them. All this opened a whole new possibility of my dance approach. Suddenly I felt, wow, dance is really important for every kind of people. And I started dedicating myself to that, so I forgot dancers. I just wanted to dance with people that were moving their bodies for the first time. I was really enjoying to see bodies opening, smiles opening, eyes becoming shiny and bright, and people thanking me so much, so deeply, for what I was giving them, and I was not knowing about it. So I started a sort of somatic work unconsciously, just by self-research. Much later I start investigating and researching with professionals and people that are dedicating their lives to this, and I realized that I was naturally in a path that could lead me more and more further if I would investigate more about it. And as well, these past years I've been also connecting again with dancers and the city, and merging this realm, the realm of being more natural, more human, more connected with the people, whoever they were, with whatever conditions they have, and also the artistic aim that I still have inside me. For example, for creation, for working with dancers that respond, they answer very fast to what you know we can reach. And this is very pleasant. Now I realize, especially in this gathering we are now, there are a lot of dancers here. It's really a pleasure to work in the same studio with high-level people that, in a sense of dance experience, and people that are beginning, that are coming here for the first time. So I really believe in this bridging of experienced people, with beginners.
Thank you.
So I realized actually very soon with my dance company that when we had an inner conflict between the company and administration of the company or with the dancers, every time we come to dance, we used to say this, let's go to the studio. We will solve this in the studio. We went to the studio. We danced and danced and sweat and sweat and danced and danced and rehearsed. And then we felt we could speak because somehow we were embodied. So our discussions were more clear, were more reasonable, were more or were less problematic. And this was something that I always kept in mind, this thing, dance, dance, dance throughout your problems, your fears, your angers, and then think, you know, and then feel yourself where you are. Because if we are not in our body, we are losing the major part of it. And most of the people, unfortunately, they are in their mind. And this is a fact, this is an evidence, it's not a spiritual thing or a new age perspective, it's an evidence. People are disconnected from their bodies. That's why I call my work Reconnect Dance, just because I have to give a name, but then in fact, it's really about it. When I see when people come to dance and I invite them not only to dance freely, but I invite them to come to their body, from their feet to their ankles, to their knees, to their hips, to all their spine, their shoulders, their arms, their head, and everything moving as one. Just this simple exercise by acknowledging that the whole body is one organism, we can think, oh, but that's obvious. It's obvious to think about it, but then to feel it, it's not that obvious, because there are big resistances from our emotions and our mind patterns that don't allow us to merge deeply into our bodies. When I come to my body, when I feel my body, something transforms inside me. Even if I don't know exactly how to put it in words, and it's okay if you don't know how to put it in words, but how do you feel about it? And most of people tell me, I hear more, I feel more, I see further. My senses are opened. My heart pace is calmer. My mind is less in rush, and I feel more available to live. I feel more connected to my inner joy, to my curiosity for life. And this curiosity is something that brings me then further throughout just this embodiment work, which is the creation process, is how can we keep on being connected with our inner child that is permanently curious for life? We have the right to be that child. Because it's the only one that in fact exists. And it's funny because yesterday in the creative process, everybody was at the circle, the sharing circle, saying, my gosh, I was really playing. I just remembered to do this when I was a kid. I saw a lot of people coming out of depressions, deep depressions that they were not aware of, coming out of deep sadness that they were also not aware of, struggles and conflicts and patterns that they were not aware of. And by moving, by dancing freely, by singing, by putting their feet in the ground, in the earth, because all this is very much connected, by allowing themselves to express freely, by accepting their vulnerability, going beyond the right or wrong. This is a lot that we work on. So really, don't take away this thing of doing right or wrong. So there's no right or wrong. This is just a concept in our minds. As well, like liking more a person or disliking another person. This is just a matter of characteristics. Because in fact, a characteristic you like on some person makes you feel you like that person. A characteristic you don't like in another person makes you feel you don't like that person. So we're already judging this. It's just a matter of characteristics. And in this diversity we live in, it's to learn to accept them and to welcome them and to be opened to the richness that it brings. They're just characteristics. We are all different. And a lot of us are closed inside ourselves. So instead of just reacting to someone the way he is now and taking it for granted, maybe you give a chance to that person. And in dance and contact improvisation, I'm very focused in this.
And you can secretly already dance with the whole space. You are in soul, but you can get influenced. Take impulses from the other movers. Swing of the leg, maybe it sends you to the space.
I worked with people that are blind, people that don't move, that they're in a wheelchair, or people that... That are really unable to dance, old people, for example. So while working with these people, I realized, no, they can dance. Everyone can dance, even if they move a finger, and making the person feel comfortable that she only moves his finger. And though my body moves freely, I'm connecting to the finger of that person. And I could see the eyes of that person shining of gratitude because of that, you know. And dancing with that person, touching her finger and pulling her and moving her body, taking her out of the wheelchair, in the ground, rolling over her, and all these sort of stuff, for example, or putting her body in over my body and shaking my body and she feels the shake. So many things that we can do that we can't even imagine that we can do with people that don't dance, or with old people that they thought they couldn't lift up their arms, and suddenly you invite them to lift up the arms and tell them, believe you can lift up your arms. And then they are lifting up their arms and they say, I never thought I could do this. You know, I've seen people like, it's just a mind restriction. It's so much about the mind restrictions. And at my inner, deeper state of understanding this, it's my poet speaking now. We have words to say poetry. We have a body to dance. We have a mouth to sing. Everything else is just a contingence of our needs. But our true nature is to dance. It's to sing. It's to celebrate.
Thank you.